Yanks and Rays in the Bronx. Masahiro Tanaka getting the start. Yes, he would play a factor in this one. But first, it's Thursday night's hero, Brett Gardner, leading off the bottom of the first against Austin Pruitt.
Swinging a high, deep drive into right center field. Malik Smith going back to the wall. Leadoff homer for Brett Gardner. 1-0 New York right away. 3-2 the count. Duda waits and swings and misses. You finally go to the chase. The splitter down, and all four Rays strikeouts have come on put-away pitches out of the strike zone. May speak to some very good movement tonight for Tanaka. Now the 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. He got into the chase down. 5 straight strikeouts to begin the game.
The 1-2 pitch. Here's a swing and a drive to left. Back at it is Dickerson, and it's another homer for Aaron Judge. Not sure if he still has 32 teeth, but he now has 33 home runs. And it's 2-0 New York.
The pitch. There's a drive high in the air in a deep left field, and Clint Frazier has pushed to the game open. It's 5-0 New York on a 3-run homer by the rookie. And the Japanese right-hander from his wind-up pitches. Swing, ground ball up the middle, base hit into left center field. So the Rays get their first hit of the night. And they will not be no-hit in the Big Apple on this night. And I tell you what, that was one of the first pitches that he's really missed his location on tonight.
The 3-2 again on its way to Beck. Swing and a miss. Finally got him. And he came inside that time for one of the first times today. It's got to be one of the first swings and misses at a pitch in. Beckham goes down swinging. Tanaka finishes his night probably the way he began it, by striking out the side. He had 14 strikeouts tonight.
Tanaka in cruise control, 8 innings pitch, 2 hits, 1 earned run. He picks up his 8th win of the year. Yankees win their 5th straight, 6-1 the final. Aaron Judge's homer in the 4th extended his hitting streak at home to 17 games, the longest ever by a Yankees rookie. Prior to the game, the Rays acquired reliever Steve Cishek from the Mariners in exchange for Erasmo Ramirez. That's Tampa Bay's 3rd trade in 2 days. Here's Rays skipper Kevin Cash on why Masahiro Tanaka was just so unhittable on Friday night.
Right out of the gate, he went to his split, his cutter, slider, kept us off balance, racked up a ton of strikeouts. I mean, they're just from the side, didn't appear to be many pitches that guys could handle. It wasn't like we were missing pitches. I think he made a bunch of quality to perfect pitches. So that's the way it goes sometimes. I thought Austin Pruitt, he actually threw the ball pretty good. He got beat by every little mistake that he made. I mean, the big blow was Clint Frazier's. And that was the only kind of slider or cutter that stayed up in the zone, and he handled it really well. The pitch to Judge looked like a pretty decent pitch, but that's what maybe the best hitter in baseball is doing right now in handling that.
Kevin, you mentioned how all of Masahiro Tanaka's pitches were working tonight, but which pitch maybe specifically did you see were giving your hitters the most trouble?
Yeah, he had a mix. So I think it was the slider and the split combination. I mean, he threw enough fastballs to keep you honest, but he was able to kind of manipulate both those pitches to either side of the plate. You looked at the highlights after the guy would, you know, swing and miss or swing over the top of it, and you can tell it would start right on the edge and bottom out, or start right on the edge and take off a little farther.
What do you think was the difference with Tanaka tonight in contrast to the previous 2 starts facing him?
He established that he was going to be able to kind of live at the bottom of the zone. I don't think to our hitter's fault. It was more or less that, you know, he was painting at the bottom of the zone. And when he does that, that's where he's going to get hitters to expand a little bit.
What do you think about the way Lucas Duda came in tonight and contributed right away?
Yeah, it was good. You know what, he probably had the best at-bats of anybody. His first at-bat when he struck out, he really made him work. Had some good swings. He can hit. You can tell he's got a good approach. He's got a quick bat. He went down and got the ball for the home run. But impressed with the presence when he walks up to the plate and how comfortable he is in a box.
Lucas Duda felt right at home in New York City, delivering a home run on Friday night at Yankee Stadium after being traded from the Mets to the Rays earlier this week. Here's Duda on his new home.
However you contribute, that's the main goal here. That's the main purpose, is to win. So pretty tired, long day. But overall, I feel great. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to be here and happy to be here and ready to contribute.
Lucas, you bring up that Masahiro Tanaka was lights out tonight. So what was your approach against him in the seventh inning?
Just try to get something up, you know, and put a good swing on it. And for the most part, I mean, he did an outstanding job of locating and keeping the ball down. You know, it was a good pitch, and I just happened to put a good swing on it.
It'll be Blake Snell on the mound for the Rays Saturday as this series continues in the Bronx.